My name is Chinobe and I'm from Uganda. That's a small country in East Africa. I am 28 now and I've grown up and lived most of my life in Africa. My parents used to live near the palace and there's always a lot of music in the palace. And every evening we used to go to the palace to watch the musicians play drums. And every time they had like a pause, they let all the kids come and try their instruments. And I was one of those kids. As children in Africa, in Uganda, we make our own toys as instruments. We never have like computers or anything like that. And kids have to find something to play with. So they go to the garden, pick banana fiber, and they pick banana reeds and start making drums, fiddles, and they try to make their own music. I've played in Spain, Belgium, Italy, France, Austria, England, Slovenia, Romania, Germany, Portugal, Ukraine, and Denmark, and Norway, and Sweden. And then I did a lot of traveling in Africa, both to perform and to learn different instruments from different parts of the continent. So that took me to Mali, to Senegal, to Burkina Faso, to Guinea, North Africa, in Tunisia, and it was a total of 25 countries in Africa. I'm holding the kora, which is a 21-string harp from Mali, and I made this one in 2003 when I was in Mali. It's made with a bottom which is made from a gourd, which is covered and wrapped with cow hide, and then there is one kind of neck running out to the top. So you have 10 strings on the right and 11 strings on the left. And what makes the big difference in playing the kora is really the style of playing. You use the two thumbs and the two index fingers. So you play with four fingers. So here I'm holding my instrument. I'm going to start with the right thumb, which plays the melody. Tum, tim, tum, tip. Tom, tom, ten, tom, ten, tom, tip, tom, tom, ten. So that's my melody. It's very simple. And then the left thumb is going to come with the bass. Ding, tom, dip, tom, pam, ding, tom, pam, pom, pam, pum, pom, pom, pom. Now both with the melody. So that's bass and melody. Now you improvise with the two index fingers. That's the hard part. Some drums too. So that's the quick lesson about playing the kora: bass, melody, improvisation.
Ugandan multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and composer Chinobe with us this week on The Signal. He's a seasoned world-touring musician now at 28 years old. He got his start on international stages at age 9. Chinobe says this is a life path he never would have imagined for himself when he was a young boy back in his village. Since before he can remember, music was always just there, like food and water, stories and firelight.
It's like every evening they would say, let us gather in so-and-so's compound. So people, like all the neighbors, they come around, they make a fire, and they start to tell stories and make a lot of food. So it's during this time that the kids learn a lot of stories from their grandparents. And before the schools were built in Uganda, which was really the time when the British came in Africa, oral education was the type of education. And this is the time when people sit around the fire and start playing music and telling stories, and this can go on for 5-6 hours. So as a child, I remember sitting around the fire with my grandparents and the neighbors and hearing all kinds of stories, myths and legends, and they're all accompanied by music. Dungo gaiga na wangula. Dungo gaiga na wangula. Saja dungu ngaiga na wangula. Omusana newe gwaka, enkuba newe tonya, agenda na iga. Dungu ngaiga na wangula. Ngaiga na wangula. Msaja dungu ngaiga na wangula.
Tell me what that song is about, Chinobe.
That song talks about, actually the rhythm comes from Mali, but the song I'm singing comes from Uganda. That's a traditional song that we learn as children and talks about the spirit that guides the hunters when they go out to hunt. And the name of the spirit is Dungu. And so the translation of the song, the chorus talks about Dungu, who is a great hunter, very powerful, but also very kind. And every time he goes out to hunt, he's always very successful. But when he's back home, he has a lot of love for people and he shares everything with the community. And it goes on saying that all the boys, when they are young, they admire him and they really wanna live like him. They wanna be as good as he is and also as kind as he is, yeah.
From WYPR in Baltimore, this is The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin. We're spending some time this hour with Ugandan musician Chinobe. He has graced stages around the world since he was 9 years old. He is, by definition, a professional musician. He loves what he's doing, but he chuckles at the irony of it.
In Africa, music, I'll first have to say that in my country, for example, the word music doesn't exist in the vocabulary. And most of the African languages don't have this word in their vocabulary. So you cannot say music. You can say to sing, to play, but just the word music itself, it doesn't exist. And one of the reasons is because music was a language and it's still a language on its own through which people speak. There are sounds that call people for work. There are sounds that tell people to do certain things. And when these sounds play, for example, on drums, everyone there understands what so-and-so is trying to say. So the music, the sound is very much embodied in the culture and lifestyle. And these songs actually keep the history of so many places alive. And that's really the big role of music in many African countries and specifically in Uganda. The Ndongo actually is believed to have its origins in Egypt, in that part of Africa. And it looks very close to the ancient Egyptian harp. And this instrument is believed to have traveled by people traveling along the Nile from the northern part to the southern part. In Kenya, they have one instrument like this called the Nyatiti. In Uganda, we have it and it's called the Endongo. This one is made, it has a shell too, half of a shell. The back of the shell is covered with cowhide and the front is covered with a monitor lizard skin. And if you hear the sound of this instrument, it's very buzzy. And what makes that buzz is the skin from the monitor lizard, because the skin has got a rough texture.
So the skin of a monitor lizard, and those are not small lizards, I should say, right?
No, they are definitely not small lizards. They're like big lizards.
It takes some dedication to want to build one of these instruments. Some courage, too.
A lot of courage. And you can't do it actually all the time, because there are seasons when you cannot get the skins. So that's one of the reasons why these instruments are so rare, like really, really rare, even in Uganda. So I'm going to play a song from that talks about the king. Tumwagala nyo, twamulabada. Tumwagala nyo, halina kasoze bamunanika. Alina benji byaloza nakwata mpola alina wabera. Nakwata mpola alina watuse. Tumwagala nyo, twamulabada. Tumwagala nyo, mumunda birenga. Tumwagala nyo, jali atude, twamulabada oyo.
What does that song say about that king?
So one time a king passed away and the king had no baby boy. And normally the firstborn of the king becomes the next king. But the wife to the king was pregnant. So that unborn baby became the king. So the mother was made to sit on the throne. But as soon as she gave birth, the baby had to take over to become the king. And kings are not supposed to cry. And you couldn't stop the baby from crying. So people from everywhere across the kingdom, they were so curious to see this king. So they kind of flocked the palace. So the musicians sang the song to tell the people, please give the king some space, because it's too much of you who want to see the king, because he was so young and so precious. And the king later grew up and he could understand that he was the king at some point. But yes, his childhood was interesting.
Music and conversation with 28-year-old Chinobe of Uganda this week on The Signal. By his estimation, he's performed on the stages of nearly 100 different countries, sharing the sounds of traditional African instruments and singing about the centuries-old myths and legends of his home country in his native language. Chinobe says he's always grateful for the heartfelt reactions that he gets from audiences around the world. And along the way, it's made him all the more curious about that universal power of music.
Sometimes my big question actually has been, I play the kora for an audience in Chicago. I sing in Luganda, and they love the music, and they don't understand the language that I am singing. What do they love about the music? That's the question. And it made me realize sometimes it's not even the words that you sing, but it's really the truth of the music and the sound that the instruments produce. So one of my objectives is to bring the world to those people that haven't been able to travel to see the world, because a lot that they know about Africa here in America is really from television and media, which most of the times, in my opinion, is not the best way to learn about a place. And the truth of knowing about a place is when you meet the people. And this kind of connection, I feel today music is the only way to make that connection, because music travels farther than we think. This one is the akogo, which is, they call it sometimes a thumb piano because you play it with the thumbs. So you hold the instrument with your hands like you're reading a book, and then you have the thumbs over. It's really like you're texting on your phone. That's really what it looks like. You're holding a telephone and you're texting.
You must be an incredibly fast texter.
I wish. So, the akogo is very rhythmical. You go from one, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. So you're doing all those rhythms with the hands. I'm going to start with a very simple rhythm, and then I'll just make it a little bit complicated. Agenda Kaleba La vida balike yo Semsa agenda Kaleba La vida balike yo Obagambe kinyonye kiri kuruzi Chamba densembi
Shinobe, your simple lessons have a way of accelerating to advanced very quickly.
Well, it's the way to learn and enjoy too. Yeah, sometimes your body can't hold back. Yeah, and that's how we learn music in Africa. In Uganda, we don't have even one music school in the whole country that teaches traditional music. It's not there. But so many people play these instruments. Now, they were not born playing this music. No. But the setup is like this. When you go to learn an instrument from a teacher, they can never give you an instrument and say, play one, play two. What they do is to say, look at my hands and just see what I'm doing. And then they start playing and singing, and they don't look at you. If they play the same song every day, every day, every day for 1 month, you're going to learn the song. So eventually you learn to play this music, and you don't even know how you learned it, just because you're sitting around people and they only play. And when you have an instrument, somehow you're going to learn to play, but that really is the way they learn to play. I love different types of music. I love jazz, I love blues, I love everything. And then I realized also, oh, this music has a trend back in Africa. You have rock and roll, which developed from funk. You have funk, which came from jazz. You have jazz that came from blues. You have blues that came through slavery from Africa. So all these types of music, they're very connected. And on the core, I like doing a lot of improvised piece inspired by different blues and jazz artists I listen to.
The thoughts and music of Ugandan multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and composer Chinobe. You can learn more about him online at chinobemusic.com. That's K-I-N-O-B-E music.com. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Henkin.